We have to make sure that we're taking our eyes off of things that are temporary. Finances, business, things like that are temporary. And making sure that we're concentrating on the things that are forever.
You're listening to the Dare to Be Different podcast, a podcast for people who want to live an extraordinary life. On this week's episode, Joe and Alicia talk about how to have the talk with your kids about what life is like in quarantine. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Dare to Be Different podcast. My name is Joe Altieri. We are so thankful that you're joining us again this week. I am here today with my coronavirus partner.
Wow.
The only person that I would like to be quarantined with for the rest of my life.
Oh my God.
That's you. Lucky you, right?
That's the word I was going to use, lucky.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
So the Dare to Be Different podcast is all about living an exceptional life, an extraordinary life. And we use five words to describe how to live those that type of life. And it's adventurous, honest, passionate, healthy, and grateful. So we are so glad that you've tuned in and that you want to have an exceptional life too. So, coronavirus podcast
2.0.
So we're still in this.
We're knee deep.
We are knee deep. We have done all of the chores around the house that there are to be done.
I'm sure I can find some other stuff.
I'm sure there's some other, but our garage is freaking spick and span.
Yeah.
Our yard looks good. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that's off the list so far.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw a thing that said, if you see someone outside vacuuming their roof, don't judge.
Hopefully we're a little far from that. I have been looking at the pool thinking, I really want to get it open just because we have time right now, but it's just still too early.
I'm not spending $1,000 in gas trying to heat that thing right now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely, keep your money tight.
Yeah. But, lock it down.
But man, wouldn't it be nice to have the pool open on some of these nice days?
I am not willing to take that cold swim.
You don't want to do it without the heater on?
Oh, God, no.
Yes, for those of you that don't know us personally, our family refuses to swim unless the pool is at body temperature. So
we want no transition whatsoever from outside.
Yes, there should be
no
shock.
Out of the water, in the water. We just don't want to feel any sort of shock or discomfort. I mean, I remember doing that when I was a kid. My grandmother's pool, it was like there was no heater. It was like there's a solar cover, which did realistically nothing.
Really didn't do much.
And there was at times frogs in it and whatever, but it was like you didn't care. You were a kid. You were like, I'm swimming. I don't care if the water is 65 degrees. You get out and your lips would be blue. And I don't see that kind of dieheartedness in our children, though.
No, we're pretty spoiled.
Yeah.
We are definitely spoiled. So speaking of our children, that's actually what we want to talk about today. Because one of the things that I have noticed is that through all of this, my focus is, of course, on, our finances, our health,
right,
our businesses, all of those types of things, making sure that all that's good. And sometimes I forget that our children are going through this crazy time too, and they don't have the experience that we have to deal with it.
No, they don't. They don't have, age on their, to their favor of having experienced hard times. Of course, nothing close to what
they're experiencing
right now.
Yeah, no one's gone through this before, but.
But even, hard times or, a certain amount of grieving or whatever, or sudden abrupt change like they're experiencing.
They no longer have school.
Yeah, that just affects their everyday daily lives. Like they've never experienced any. None of us have,
Right.
So, I mean, we're coping with it the way we cope with it, but they don't even have and hopefully they don't have a long list of hard times that they've experienced to, reference back in their minds to even say, well, I remember I've gone through a hard time close to this or, that same hard time feeling to even know, hey, it got better that time, it'll get better again or whatever. But they don't have the history of that to kind of, reflect on and maybe pull some hope from even.
Yeah, and the one thing that I do want to say for all the parents that are worried about their children, you know, during this time, children, and when I say children, I'm talking about everything from, you know, toddlers up through, you know, young 20s, you know, they're children still. And they are resilient and they find ways to cope. I was driving, I went out the other day. I was actually coming into the office, and we lived close to the local high school, and I saw probably 10 cars that were backed up to each other with their trunks open and kids sitting in their trunks, social distancing, but still being able to be a little bit social. Right. And I was going to take a picture, but I just didn't want any kids getting in trouble or anything like that. But I thought that was so brilliant, and it was such a great way for those teenagers to cope and to socialize and to, you know, try to have a little bit of normalcy in their lives while still following the rules. And I think that our kids, you know, my grandfather used to say this all the time, they'll grow up anyway.
Yeah. Like they're gonna make it. Despite us, was the saying.
Yes. But they're gonna make it through this. But we should also take the responsibility of helping them through this as well. And we have a little bit of a challenge coming up. Our daughter Bella has a birthday coming up over the next couple days. Mm-hmm. And you know, and it's her 16th birthday, and it's a big birthday, and she's not going to be able to share it with her friends. She's not going to be able to share it with her family. It's just going to be us, who she's been with for the last 3 weeks nonstop.
She's quite tired of us, I'm sure. Understandably.
So, you know, we're going to do some things to make it special. One of the things is actually we're setting up an email address that will come up at the bottom of the screen here. And I would love if all of our listeners and any of our family that is listening, any of our friends, even if you don't know Bella, or even if you don't know us personally, if you guys could send her an email just telling her that she's special, and you know, again, if you've met her, how awesome she is, because she is pretty awesome.
She is.
And just send her some good wishes. It would go a long way. We'd really appreciate it. And I think that it's going to be bellasbirthday16@gmail.com. No. Oh, four. Bella's birthday.
It'll pop up at the bottom.
Bella's birthday 4@gmail.com. So anyway, but you actually did something about a week ago where a little girl had her 10th birthday, and you and our daughters went over, dropped off presents, social distance, stay the same, beep the horn, you know, put up some happy birthday signs and stuff like that, just to help her celebrate. Because again, she doesn't understand. A 10-year-old doesn't understand why, you know, why this is happening and stuff like that.
Yeah, she was turning 10. Her mom, this was actually just yesterday, so I guess time is really
By the time we put this out, anyway, by the time this comes out, it will have been.
She, her mom had said, you know, she's turned 10, and it's just, you know, she of course had a get together with her friends planned. They were supposed to go rock, like the boulder climbing, rock climbing mm-hmm. wall kind of places. And, you know, it's canceled for her. And, you know, in that moment where she was like, she's just a little disappointed. Of course she is. She's, you know, it's a 10. It's like the mile marker, double digits, you know, even if it's just whatever in between years birthday, where it's not like a big thing, it still affects kids. You know, this is something that they're looking forward to. And so we just stuck like a happy birthday banner and stuck it to the side of my car right before we pulled up in front of her house, and you know, tossed 10 Easter eggs full of candy. Of course they were clean and everybody washed their hands and whatever, and we had her come out into the front yard and we tossed them one by one and counted them off as we were throwing them to her, and she was catching them and she's just giggling, you know, and we gave her present and just, you know, drove off and, you know, beeped and whatever. But just trying to celebrate her that, yeah, that's not rock climbing with her friends. And not that if she had to choose that she would say, like, hey, I want to spend my birthday with a 40-some-odd-year-old person, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's just hopefully that it helped her just feel somewhat celebrated, a little bit more special than she would had we not done that or whatever. But, you know, whenever we think about the kids and even Bella turning 16 and that this is just a different thing, and you can apply whatever event to that. I mean, Easter's coming. That's not going to look the same for a lot of people. Grandparents that aren't going to see their grandkids and, you know, or children or family or any, you know, array of things that you've done in the past to celebrate. But, you know, I don't want to get to the point where we're saying, you know, I'm dealing with all these financial hardship questions and obstacles to tackle as a adult, and to dismiss the fact that, you know, oh, you're just missing your birthday. That's not the case. You know, she's feeling stress at the appropriate age level. I don't want my 16-year-old to be worrying about the finances of our home and, or, you know, how people are going to survive through this.
Right.
That's not an age-appropriate stress. You know, so hers is, of course, my birthday kind of stinks this year. And yeah, it does. You know, it, there's, you don't want to dismiss it and go, oh, big deal, get over it. You see the things that I'm dealing with, the just stresses that I'm trying to overcome and manage through, and the reasons that I'm up at night. You know, it's, of course, if you put it on a scale, yeah, that's a bigger magnitude as financial stresses, but not to dismiss what anybody else is feeling because it may not be as great or as grand. These are her stresses. They're as big as they are to her, just like ours are as big as they are to us.
Yeah, and one of the things that, you know, I really would like all of our listeners to think about is what is happening right now has never happened, you know, in the past. Like, this is, I mean, there's been other pandemics and things like that, but as far as us as a country going through this, and as a whole going through this, this has never happened before. And just like the Great Depression, just like the World Wars, just like 9/11, our children are going to remember this time. They're going to be telling their kids and their grandkids about this time, because this is a huge thing for the world. And how we help them deal with it will help them tell the story. And so that's the one thing is you know, for adults, whatever stress we're going through will go away. I mean, it just, that's what being adults is. It doesn't, honestly, it doesn't matter the financial situation that you're in right now or going to be in the future. It's going to change again by the time, you know, you retire or die or whatever the case may be, you know, so it's all temporary. Your children are forever. And so, you know, we have to make sure that we're taking our eyes off of things that are temporary. Finances, business, things like that are temporary. And making sure that we're concentrating on the things that are forever. And that's, you know, the legacy that we're leaving our children through this. And it doesn't matter what age they are. So anyway, let's talk about a couple things that children need to hear from us, no matter what age. And again, these are all age appropriate. So you talk to a 3-year-old different than you talk to a 20-year-old or a 16-year-old. You know, the first is security. You know, that's, and I think that's what a lot of adults are wrestling with right now. Am I going to have a job? Am I going to have a business? Am I going to have my house? All of those types of things. Our kids don't need to feel that.
They don't. And, you know, that question is going to be like, I can't say everybody's going to be fine at the end of this. There are some people that will not be fine, you know, and you can't say, oh, everything's just going to, you know, ease up as soon as the, you know, time passes where all the restrictions are lifted and everybody can just, you know, kind of go back to normal. Now, there are definitely hardships that are very real that come from this, you know, but at the same time, you know, I think our message has always, I hope it has anyway, always been, because it's just my thought and what's going in my mind is that we'll be okay no matter what it looks like, you know. We'll be okay because we've always been okay. You know, we'll have food and we'll have, you know, basic necessities, and it, things might shift and change so far as, you know, the, I don't know, vacations or whatever, you know, like different things like that might change for certain people, or, you know, you might move to a different house. You might, you know, but at the bottom of everything, and no matter what happens and changes that this brings, we'll be okay. You know,
right. Yeah, you don't have to worry about, like, we're not going to run out of food through this. And, you know, One thing that I really want to suggest is get your kids off of social media. If you can, get them off of Facebook, off of Instagram, all those things. Give them activities that are not staring at their phone or their iPad or whatever the case may be, because people, I don't know how to say it other than people are idiots on social media right now.
They are.
They really are. There's so many conspiracy theories. There's so many
scare tactics,
scare things and all that stuff that just, you know, if
aren't
you,
age appropriate.
They're not age appropriate. Truthfully, they're not appropriate for me to digest.
Like, listen,
let alone,
I got enough stuff in my mind that is already spinning and going crazy and trying to reassure and give, you know, yourself the pep talks that you need to just, you know, calm the anxieties that naturally come with all of this. But, you know, at the same time, I don't need someone else putting that garbage on my kid.
Right.
You know.
So if you can somehow limit them on their social media.
Yeah.
And I know that sometimes, you know.
Listen, that's going to be really hard.
It
you
is.
Because you got a lot of downtime.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Like, sometimes the easiest thing to do is just, like, let them go play on their phone or their iPad. Yeah. Be like, you know, leave me alone for 10 minutes because you've been following me around going, what next, what next, what next? But, you know, that isn't healthy for them. And so you need to combat that with this sense of security that everything will be fine.
Yeah.
And again, that's a different conversation at 10 years old versus 18 or 17 or 16.
Yeah.
So you know your kids, you know how to deal with them, but give them a sense of security that things are going to be all right. That, you know, going to the grocery store, they don't have to worry about you dying before you get home. That you're taking all the precautions, you're doing the things that that they want to do. or, you know, that we're being asked to do to slow this thing down. And so, you know, we'll be okay. You know, the second thing is, you know, a sense of finite time. I don't know how else to put it, but that this will come to an end, that this isn't forever, that yes, it's going to be an uncomfortable couple weeks or maybe even a couple months, but this is not life as we know it anymore. That there's that there is an end game to this. And it's tough because there's so many conflicting things and stuff like that, but I think it's important that our kids, no matter if they are 10 or 20, that they understand that the smartest people in the world are working on this and they're going to come up with a solution. And we're going to do the things that we're asked to do until, you know, until they come up with that solution. But, you know, in the next couple weeks or a couple months, this will all go away and it'll be a memory that we are going to get through this. Anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, as much as we wish that we had a date to give our kids, like, hey, listen, we're only, you know, it's like you have 10 more days, count them down, you know, and you can make like a little.
Or 4th of July, we'll be ready to go.
Make like a little paper link chain and you can rip one off for every day that passes that until you're, you know, able to return life as normal. We don't have that. I don't have that to give. What I do have to give them is some sort of sense of security and stability that, you know, we are going to be okay. And, you know, yeah, life looks different, but let's all, you know, come up with, they know what they need. You know, if it's like for one kid, it might be getting outside every day. It does truly help them, you know, then you need to search online, get on Pinterest, figure out what kind of things are age appropriate that maybe you haven't done before or whatever that helps that kid get outside because it's just better for them mentally. And they just feel like you come back inside and you just notice that their countenance has changed and that they're just doing better, whatever it is, you know, not that it's always get outside, but that does help in a lot of cases.
Yeah. And that kind of brought me to that. That was kind of the next point is do special things with your kids.
Yeah.
You know, don't make this, you know, just, I'm worried about me. I'm worried about me. Like, make your kids feel special through this. Make this a time that they're not going to look back and go, oh my goodness, that was absolutely terrible. You know, my parents hated me. I hated my parents, whatever the case may be.
Thank God this is over. It's like, get out of here.
But, you know, try to do things that are special and help them to feel special through this.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's Zoom calls on birthdays with the grandparents and doing, you know, going the extra mile to set things up to make them feel special or taking them on, you know, outside hikes or whatever the case, whatever they need to, you know, our one daughter is, you know, is an artist. She absolutely loves art. And you guys took over the garage and did some amazing epoxy painting projects.
Like the pour paint resin thing. Yeah. It was really cool. She did a
and
great
she
job.
Loved she just, it yeah. and she wants to do more. And it was something that if it wasn't for what we're going through right now, you wouldn't have done that project with her.
No, I wouldn't have sat in the garage and said, hey, let's do a time lapse of this. And then she's, you know, watching it and sending it to different people. And, you know, people are commenting on it like, hey, will you make me one?
So I know. I think she's like set up a little business. She's selling them now.
Yeah, like, so if you want a little side hustle with the resin pour painting, you know.
Yes, you can contact me and then we'll set you up.
The same email below. Yeah. We'll just forward them off to her.
But make your kids feel special during this time.
It is. It's just, you know, in your own way, in a different way. I mean, I saw good friends of ours. She is like, her mom is the grandma that I'm like, that's who I want to be. I want to be just like her. Like she lives out of state, and of course it's not allowed to see any of the grandkids. So they all get on, you know, a phone call and the video is up, and she is doing art classes with her grandkids from, you know, a different state. And they're, you know, doing the paint, and they're little, you know, right. The kids are whatever, 4 and 5 years old. And, you know, they're doing little paintings with, you know, pour a blob of paint and use the straw to like blow on the paint to make it all spread out. Yep. And, you know, they're making little bugs and germs and different like pictures of things. And, you know, it's just different things that you can do with the technology that's available that you just have to make the best of a really hard situation. And also, you don't want to make light of it like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, you want to address it. You know, I mean, we're far from perfect. So let's just put that out as a disclaimer.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
we're going
not.
To screw this up, and we are not doing a, you know, knockout job and covering all the bases. And, you know, look at them. They're perfect parents. We make no such claim.
Our children are still alive.
They are.
So that's
still
good.
Alive.
Yes.
So I'm like, well, they're all here.
Yes.
So, awesome. And some days that's just how you make it through the day. And it's not going to be, every day isn't going to be a hike, a painting adventure, a this, a that, you know, some special extraordinary thing, as much as we wish that they would be. Some days it's just not realistic. Some days you're just, you know, scrubbing bathrooms or whatever you need to do, or, you know, trying to unpack the 70 bags of groceries that Instacart delivered to your house, you know. But
well, let's talk about that for a second, because my last point is routine. That kids need, and again, this is from, you know, toddler up through, you know, whenever they move out of the house, that, yes, special things are important, making them feel special and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But they also need routine. You know, kids thrive with routine. They really, really do. Structure and routine.
Yeah.
And so just as an example, we have two teenagers. They have to get up at a certain time and start school. Whether the school takes them an hour or 5 hours, they're starting at the same time every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was as soon as school started back up, we're like, hey, this is it. You're not sleeping in until noon and expecting to, you know, go to school whenever you want. Like, this is what you have to do. We have certain chores that they have to do every single day. They still have to make their bed every single day, even though they don't leave the house.
No one's gonna see it.
They still have to make their bed, and they still have to clean up their room, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of the last point that I wanted to bring up, was just the day-to-day stuff. Keep the day-to-day stuff. You know, keep it.
Keep the day-to-day stuff, but it also doesn't have to look exactly like it did before all this happened.
It can't. Right.
So, you know, they might just be involved in a little bit more and helping out a little bit more, which there's nothing wrong with that. You know, like having your kids involved in dishes and, you know, laundry and the chores that whatever.
Our girls started cooking more.
They did.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah. And, you know, but at the same time, like, there has to be some sort of, it's not just, okay, it's it's summer vacation, you know, anything goes, whatever, you know, it's not healthy for them. I don't think it's healthy for us to say, oh, just because they want to sleep till noon, let's let them sleep until noon or so and get up, you know, maybe bathe, hopefully brush their teeth.
Actually,
maybe get to school at some point.
We're speaking to everybody that's listening right now, too, because if you don't bathe at a certain time, if you don't get out of bed, you know, make your bed, put on clothes, all of those things, because you have to stay home or you're whatever the case may be, you need to get into a routine.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how long this is going to be.
We don't know how long it is, but I just feel like it's unhealthy for you mentally to let yourself sleep till noon. Barely make it through the day, you know, eat in your bed, watch all the Netflix series, whatever it is, and just not be productive in any sense of the word. It's just, it doesn't feel good. You know, a certain amount of time to take a break and a refresh, that's one thing. But to just fall into non-productive days isn't good for any of us. It's not good for me, but it's definitely not good for teenagers who, you know, there's nothing occupying their mind space besides this is terrible, this stinks, you know, and nobody, if nobody's encouraging them to do productive things, to, you know, continue to, I don't know, provide some sort of structure and routine. And
right. And it's not just teenagers. I mean, this goes down through toddlers. I mean, everybody needs routine, you know.
Yeah.
Children need routine.
Oh, they
it's
do,
very,
yeah.
very important. So anyway, that's all the time we have. Do you have any parting thoughts before we, again, if you can email bellasbirthday4 @gmail.com, let her know that you are all thinking of her for her birthday. We would really appreciate it.
Yes.
But other than that, what other thoughts do you have?
I don't know. Keep your kids close and, you know, just keep an eye on how you think they're doing. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with just asking them, you know.
Yeah.
Ask them how they're doing. You know, I know that whenever, you know, Bella, just her birthday being at the forefront, you know, I just said to her, I know this stinks, you know, and I know this is hard. And I know this isn't how you pictured your week or day going. You can't take your permit test. Everything's closed. You know, there's no car sitting in the driveway or whatever, you know, but
not that there was going to be a car sitting in the driveway
but, you know, that, you know, this looks a lot different and I know it stinks. And she just like looked up and welled up with tears. And it was like, sometimes just having somebody understand and put words to like
what you're feeling
and you know, an understandability there, it's just sometimes comforting just to hear someone say, I understand this.
Yeah.
Like I see you, I hear you.
I don't have a solution.
Yeah.
But I'm here if you need me.
And we'll do something to make this special for you. Of course you're gonna have presents and, you know, the things that I can do, I will do, but you know, that could be over any situation.
Right.
You know, any sort of thing that they're going through. Like, are you having an okay time? Are you stressing? You know, what's going on? You know, that might not be, you know, different kids react differently and open up in different situations. It might be while you're out on a walk with them by yourselves where they feel like they can talk, or, you know, by themselves in their room with you or whatever. But find what works for that kid and just get them talking. They'll talk to you.
They will. And the biggest thing, we talked about this in the last podcast, remind them that this is life. Like, this isn't a break from life. This isn't a vacation from life. This is life. And, you know, we're going to experience every single day the best way that we can through this or through any other situation that comes up through.
Yeah.
And as long as we're here on the earth.
Yeah.
So,
and it might be tough, but, you know, we're not promised an easy time all the time. You know, it's like without the tough times, you don't, you know, appreciate the good times as much. But, you know, kids don't have that experience really to refer to. So just help them to understand that it is temporary.
There is going to be a time when our daughter Bella, when she's 50, 60, 70 years old, she's going to be telling her grandkids about her 16th birthday where the entire world had shut down for however long this takes.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that she has that the best story possible through that.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you guys so much for being a part of our podcast. Share this with somebody that needs it. And man, we're going to get through this together. I promise that we are going to get through this. Hang in there. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Wash your hands. And we will catch up with you next time.